Welcome to Highland Objects, a podcast that take you on a cultural tour of the Highlands and Islands of Scotland. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Highland Objects or visit the website highlandobjects.wordpress.com. Podcast 9. The Gunna Briach.
Hello, my name is Megan Logue, and I'm curator at Museum of the Isles on the Isle of Skye. And today I'm going to chat with you a bit about the Gunna Briach, or speckled gun, which is currently on display in our Jacobite Gallery at the museum. The Gunna Briach is an important part of our collection, and we're really lucky to have it. Guns of this type, ones which are named and in such good condition, are quite rare, and the gun itself tells a really interesting and quite bittersweet story. It's also a really popular object. Our visitors love looking at it and discovering more about its history and cultural significance. It's also a really big gun. It's 1.5 metres in length, which makes it perfect for social distancing. It has a decorated barrel and stock, and originally dates from the late 17th, early 18th century. On the stock of the gun are two silver panels. One is engraved with the coat of arms of the MacDonalds of Dalcosney, to whom the Gunna Briach belonged. The MacDonalds of Dalcosney were a cadet branch of the MacDonalds of Keppoch, and cadet branch just refers to the family or family branch of a younger son. They had estates in Perthshire, in the Rannoch area. Below this panel is another with the following engraving. The Gunna Briach served the MacDonalds at the battles of Inverlochy, Mulroy, Runrory, Sheriffmuir, Prestonpans, Falkirk, Culloden. Dalcosney, 1837, preserve the faithful servant of our house. So this engraving describes the famous battles where the gun was reputed to be carried. And for dating the gun, I think it's worth going into a bit more detail about these conflicts. Inverlochy refers to the Battle of Inverlochy in 1645, one of the battles of the Scottish Civil War, and this was fought between the Royalists and the Covenanters. The Royalist forces under the Marquess of Montrose defeated the Covenanting forces under the Duke of Argyll, who were encamped under the walls of Inverlochy Castle. Mulroy was one of the last clan battles fought between Scottish clans in 1688, where the MacDonalds of Keppoch defeated the MacIntoshes. Runrory is another name for the Battle of Killiecrankie in 1689. This was during the first Jacobite uprising, and the Jacobites won an impressive victory against the forces of William of Orange. An interesting little nugget from the Battle of Killiecrankie is that in 2004, archaeologists discovered what is believed to be the first hand grenade used in Britain during excavations there. Sheriffmuir was the main battle of the 1715 Jacobite uprising, where the Earl of Mar, supporting the House of Stuart, met government forces on a small hill east of Dunblane. While both sides declared victory, Sheriffmuir also spelled defeat for the uprising. Prestonpans, Falkirk, and of course Culloden were all battles of the 1745 Jacobite uprising. And it's at Culloden where we have most of our history about the Gunna Briach. In Alexander Mackenzie's History of the MacDonalds, published 1881, is a story written about the Gunna Briach. At the Battle of Culloden, Alexander MacDonald of Dalcosney is reputed to have given the Gunna Briach to his gillie just before the charge of the Athol Highlanders because the gun was too large and unwieldy for close quarters fighting. Alexander MacDonald then lost his life in the charge of the Athol Highlanders. It's quite a poignant action, really. By giving the gun to his gillie and instructing him to return it to Dalcosney, Alexander MacDonald saved the Gunna Briach, but lost his own life. In volume 3 of The Clan Donald by the Reverend A. MacDonald, Alexander MacDonald is described as taking part at the final charge at Culloden, where he showed conspicuous bravery. He fell with 30 other officers of the same regiment. The loyalty of father and son had never hitherto been suspected. For the former, who at the outset joined the prince's standard and followed it throughout the campaign, sealed his loyalty with his life at Culloden, while his son, as is well known, remained a steady and consistent Jacobite to the end of his life. Going back earlier than Culloden is where verifying the age of the Gunna Briach starts to get a bit trickier. The decorated barrel of the gun likely dates from the later 17th century, given its length and style of decoration. The stock and flintlock were replaced, probably in 1837, by the gunsmith William Morris, whose name is engraved on the breech. the original stock may have been made of speckled wood, giving the gun its name. Now, the fact that Gunabrek was given a name is also interesting. In Highland Gaelic culture, giving objects a name also gave them an identity. And this is demonstrated in the 1837 engraving, which calls the gun a faithful servant of our house. There's only one other MacDonald gun with a name on record at this time, the Cuckoo, which belonged to Donald MacDonald of Clan Ranald, who succeeded his father as chief in 1670. The dating of the gun means it could have been used at the Battle of Killiecrankie in 1689, but it is unlikely it saw use at the Battle of Inverlochy in 1645. So perhaps this was an exaggerated family story told and embellished over centuries and later confused for truth. And who doesn't have one of those in their family? We believe the restoration of the Gunabrek in 1837 was commissioned by General Sir John MacDonald of Dalcosney, who was the great-grandson of Alexander MacDonald, killed at Culloden. His grandfather, also called John MacDonald, had fought at Culloden too. So it's possible Sir John grew up hearing stories and maybe even first-hand accounts of the Gunabrek. The timing of the restoration of the Gunabrek is also of note. It happened after George IV's visit to Edinburgh, and this was a period marked by the commemoration and celebration of a romanticised Gaelic past. Even though the Gunabrek had been restocked, it undoubtedly still retained its essential cultural identity and significance, and it was clearly an important object for its 19th century owners, especially as a way of recording the family's military exploits through its decoration and restoration. Time and money that could have been spent on a completely new gun was used to keep the Gunabrek alive, and it was restored around the original barrel. The present good condition of the gun also indicates its position as a cherished piece of family history. It came into the museum collection not too long ago. Sir John MacDonald, who commissioned the restoration, his son, General Alistair MacLean MacDonald, inherited the Gunabrek after his father died in 1866. Alistair died in 1910 and left the gun to his second cousin, Alan, who in turn left it to his brother Mark. At some point in the 1950s, it was sold to one gun collector and then to another. Museum of the Isles then purchased it in 2013 with the help of the National Fund for Acquisitions, and here it remains on display.
Highland Objects is brought to you by Expo North Heritage, which is supported by Museums and Heritage Highland, Museums Gallery Scotland, Creative Scotland, Highlands and Islands Enterprise, and Historic Environment Scotland.